This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What I want to do, this is a little different today. I'm going to take 3 verses of Scripture that you can pray as a parent, as a spouse, as a son or daughter, as a friend, as a co-worker. It covers everybody. That's the point I'm making about prayer. And I'm taking 3 verses out of context. I admit it. But they're true. But the principles are true. The first thing I want to suggest to you that you could pray as a parent on this Mother's Day is in the book of Jeremiah. They'll all come up. You don't have to really look them up. But Jeremiah 42, verse 3, pray that the Lord your God will tell us where we should go and what we should do. Pray that the Lord your God will tell us where we should go and what should we do. If you're a parent, would it be safe to say that the 2 things you pray about or you're worried about your children the most, where are they going? What are they doing? That makes sense to anybody? When's the last time you prayed for a son or daughter? Lord, would you guide where he goes? Lord, would you guide where she goes, the places she frequents, and would you guide what they do? Do you know why you need to pray that prayer? This is really brilliant on my part. I come up with these brilliant thoughts. Here's why you need to pray that prayer. You can't be everywhere your son and daughter are. And you never will be everywhere they are. And you need to pray, God, I beseech you, I appeal to you, guide where they go and what they do. I'm going to suggest that's going to cover a lot of what goes on in the life of a son or daughter. Covers a lot. The second thing I want to suggest to you from a verse is from, interestingly enough, the Old Testament book of Jonah. Do you remember the Jonah series? Jonah 2, 1 and 2, Jonah's in the whale, or in the fish, and from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. Isn't that a great place to pray? Inside a fish? He said, in my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You not only pray for what your children, where they go and what they do, you pray in their distress. You say, well, my children have no idea what it would be like to be swallowed up by a fish. No, but they'll soon find out what it's like to be swallowed up with guilt. Give them enough time. They will. Give them enough time and they'll know they'll be swallowed up with some decision they need to make, a difficulty in their life. They'll be swallowed up with anger. They'll be swallowed up with bitterness toward a parent, toward a friend. And so what do we need to pray for? Lord, I pray for my son or daughter in their distress. I pray for my husband or wife in their distress, and you will answer them. Pray for what they do, where they go. Pray for them in their distress, that they would look to the Lord in their distress. This is a sad story, but it's got a powerful message from Susie from Statesville, North Carolina. She said, some years ago, my mother was dying of pancreatic cancer. I selfishly and angrily asked her how she could leave me. I reminded her that she promised she would not only be there for me, but for my own daughter, who was less than 2 at the time. How will my daughter ever know you? I asked. She said to me, she will know me through you. I believe in the power of mothers, she said. May I tell you how parents or children are going to come to know the Lord in a very real way? Through you. Would you listen to that again? How is it that your children come to know the Lord through you? That's a newsflash for a father, a newsflash for a mother, but it's true.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.